Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. Practice neat printing. Write your name. I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So it looks like we are in the living room of the house. I don't know if you have one. I don't. But when I was growing up, we had a living room, and that's where there's no TV. What? But it's true. That's where people just sit and read and chat and talk and I don't know. So this is a pretty little living room. I would like to sit there. Let's start with this. Ready? Can you find this in your picture? Rug. Rug. Yep, rug. It's in front of the fireplace. Will you find your yellow crayon? And will you color in between the squiggles, the zigzags? There's two, like stripes. Do you see them? They're stripey. Can you color the skinny little zigzag things in the middle yellow for me? Try your best. It's okay. Don't panic. If you're not understanding what I'm saying, just color part of the rug yellow. Okay, now let's color the rest of the rug brown. Yeah, we're going to have a brown and yellow rug. Get out of town. All right, rug. Will you sound out rug for me? What are the sounds in rug? R-U-G. Rug. You got it. And rug rhymes with t. Hug. All right, you can put down all your crayons. I would like us to put a fire in the fireplace. So can you find your orange crayon? And on those logs that you see right there, will you draw some fire going up? However you want to do it. You just make it kind of work. We'll just make some fire, okay? And then color it in. However you want to make it look. It's not a drawing contest. I'm not going to look at it and say you won or didn't win. And then after you're done with the orange part of your fire, will you go back over it with your red crayon for some blending of the colors? Yeah, I wanted to have a fire in the fireplace because it's so cozy. It's a little cold here too, by the way. Right now it's a little bit cold in my house. Okay, ready? Let's color this one, this object next. Ready? Log. Log. Yep, log. How many logs are in this fireplace? Looks like two. Will you color, collect, excuse me. Will you color them brown? Thank you so much. Color them brown for me. Log. Okay. Now put down your brown crayon. Will you look for this in the picture? Oh, ah, mmp. Oh, ah, mmp. Lamp. Yes. Let's color the upper part of the lamp, the shade part of the lamp. Let's make that red. Will you color that red? The upper part of the lamp, red. Not the pole. Not the stem of the lamp. I don't know what we want to call it. The handle? I don't know. Looks like a standing lamp. So we're going to make the lamp shade red. Okay, you can put down your red crayon. Let's make the pole part. Let's make that black. The pole part? The handle? The stem? I don't know. It just goes behind the chair. So just color the part you see until you get to the chair and then stop. Okay, look for this object. You can put your pencil in you may put your crayon down. Ay, yi, yi. Mrs. Oldham, get a hold of yourself. Ready? Book. Book. Yes, book. The girl is reading a book next to the cozy fire. Let's color her book blue. Find a blue crayon. Color the book blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. So book, if we took away the book in book and changed it to what would we have? Look, look at the book. What if we changed the in look to took? Look at the book. She took it down from the shelf so she could look at the book. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, what about this one? Bow. She's got a bow in her hair. Let's make that purple. Let's make that purple. She has a purple bow. Bow begins with what sound? B. Does book begin with the same sound? Yes, they both begin with the letter B. All right, put down your purple crayon. What about this? Chair. Chair. Let's color the chair that she is sitting in. Let's color that chair. Let's do yellow. Let's make it a yellow chair. Just the chair she's sitting in. So you'll have to go around her and stuff. So go around her. Get the chair. There's a footstool in front of her. I'm going to leave that alone for right now. So don't worry about the footstool or the ottoman. That's for you to stretch out and put your feet on. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm just doing the chair that she is sitting in. All right. Do you need 5 more seconds? 10 more seconds, 8 more seconds. Let's do 7 more seconds. I'm going to count backwards. Will you count backwards with me? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon. Okay, let's look at the footstool. Do me a favor. Find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. And let's draw 8 polka dots on it. With your blue crayon, nice fat round ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so now we have 8 polka dots on the footstool or the ottoman, whichever you like to use. Count them and make sure you drew 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We do. All right, let's color the footstool or the ottoman, whatever you want to call it, brown. Color it brown. We'll have it match the rug. Well, sort of, but you know what I'm saying. We have a brown and yellow rug, and we have a yellow chair with a brown footstool. I don't know. We're just going to make it a colorful room. It's fine. Nobody goes in there except to read. It's fine. It's not a problem. Okay. All right. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, look at the other chair. It's kind of half cut off because this is a bigger room than the paper had room for. And then there's the footstool. Okay, so on that one, let's do the opposite. This is what I mean. Find your blue crayon. And on the chair part, let's draw 10 polka dots. We're not on the footstool. We're on the chair. 10 blue polka dots. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 blue fat round polka dots on the chair that's kind of cut off. And now we'll go around it with our brown crayon. We're not on the footstool. This is where you really have to listen. We're on the chair part. Go around your polka dots. This is on the chair that's kind of cut off. There's no one sitting in it. I'm going to go sit in it as soon as I can because it looks cozy next to the fire. Okay, you really have to listen. We're just on the chair part. We're not on the footstool or the ottoman. Okay, go around it, go around your polka dots. Okay, and then here we go. Take 5 seconds, five. Count backwards with me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we're gonna make the footstool that belongs to that chair yellow. See, we're doing the opposite. Go ahead and make that footstool yellow. There's only half of it to color, so go ahead and color half of it, because that's all we've got showing in the picture. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Look for this next object. Ready? Vase. Yes, there's a vase. Let's color the vase purple. Just the vase. And then do you see flowers in the vase? I do too. There are how many flowers in the vase? 1, 2, 3. Now count it backwards. 3, 2, 1. Will you color the flower that's in the middle purple? The whole thing, even the center part, the circle. The middle flower, color it purple. And then let's color the flower closest to the clock that's on the left, orange. The flower that's closest to the clock, color it orange. And then the flower closest to the picture, it looks like of grandma, color that one pink. Got it? Okay. You can put down your crayon. Ready? What about there's one more flower? There's 3 in the vase and there's one more flower. Do you see it? It's hanging up on the wall. See it? Okay, let's color that one. Let's give it a yellow inner circle. Color that yellow middle part yellow. And then let's make it a pink flower. Don't color the leaves. See, that one has leaves. The one in the picture frame has leaves. So we're going to save that and color those. What color? Yeah, green. I don't think we've used our green crayon yet. So find a green crayon and color those leaves green. So we have one flower in the picture frame and 3 in the vase. So how many do we have in all? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 3 make 4. Or you can switch it and say 3 and 1 make 4. It's a related fact. They're related. Okay, the last thing we're going to do before we pick up our pencil again. Ready? Do you see grandma in the picture frame? Let's color that picture frame green since we haven't used our green crayon too much. Color the frame, not grandma, but color the outside, the frame, green. Grandma looks sweet. She sure does. All right. And put down all your crayons and pick up your pencil. We're going to write some words next to pictures down at the bottom. Do you see the round rug? We're going to write the word rug. I'm going to help you. Don't panic. Here we go. R, write the letter R on the line. U. G, rug. What's the last sound? G. Okay, check it. You should have R-U-G for rug. And hopefully you wrote neatly. Okay, scoot over. We have a lamp. Lamp has 4 sounds. So we are going to write 4 letters. Ready? Letter L. A. Letter A. Lamb. Letter M. Lamp. Lamp, P, letter P. Okay, check it. You should have L-A-M-P, lamp. All right, scoot over. We need to write the word fire. It only has 3 sounds, but there is an E at the end, so I typed an E for you. You can't hear it, so I typed it for you. But fire has 3 sounds we can hear. What's the first sound? Letter F. I is the letter I. R. F, I, R. And then I put an E for you because fire has an E at the end. Fire. Check it. You should have F-I-R, and then I gave you the letter E. Okay, let's scoot down to the sentence. Will you point to the words while I read? It says, will you read the book? It's a question. I'm asking if you'll read it. So I'm going to read it again with a question voice. Point to the words. Will you read the book? Will you read it with me? The sentence with me and use your question voice. Ready, begin. Will you read the book? And then at the end of the word book, there's a big circle. That's for us to put our question mark. Trace that big circle, and then we're going to stick a question mark inside of it right after the letter K in book. Ready? I put a backward C. The C is backwards, straight line down, and then a little period. That's how I make my question marks. And then do you see the lines underneath the letter W in the word will? Will you trace those two lines? That's a reminder to start your sentence with what? Yes, a capital letter. So we're going to copy this sentence on the line, but we're going to make it perfect. It's not going to be missing its capital or its question mark. So go right underneath the word will. And let's make a capital W, touch the ceiling. The capital W touches the ceiling. I-L-L, will, finger space. What's the next word? U, let's spell it and write it. Y-O-U, finger space, read, copy the word, R-E-A, D, finger space. What's the next word after read? The, write the word the, T, H, E, finger space. Last word. What's the last word? Will you read the book? Copy the word, B, O, O, K. And then what do we need after our K? Yes, we need a question mark. Backward C, straight line down. Period. Will you read the book? Yes. Yes, I will. Okay, last part. We are going to draw spots on ladybugs and practice counting backwards. So let's count the spots on the very first ladybug on our page. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we need to count backwards. 9, 8. Draw 8 spots on the next ladybug with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 7. Put 7 spots on the next ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9, 8, 7. Then I put 6 on the next ladybug. So 9, 8, 7, 6. What do we need? 5. You need to draw 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. What does our last ladybug need? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do it again, but keep counting till we get to 0. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0 blast off. We did it. We did the whole thing. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.